大家好，欢迎收听 2CR 广播。今天我们非常荣幸邀请到 Narita Campbell 女士，她是 Sydney Harbour Federation Trust 的策展研究与制作主管，为我们简单介绍鹦鹉岛。
Hello everyone and welcome to 2CR Radio. It's our pleasure today to have our Miss Narita Campbell, the head of curatorial research and production at the Harbour Trust, to briefly introduce us the Cockatoo Island. Hi Narita, how are you?
你好 Narita, 最近好吗?
I'm well, thank you.
我很好,谢谢。
Yep, Narita, my first question is, for the people who have never been, and how would you like describe Cockatoo Island as a destination today?
第一个问题,对于从未去过的人,你会如何形容鹦鹉岛这个地方?
Cockatoo Island is an amazing island, the largest in Sydney Harbour. So it's got beautiful harbour views. It's got layers of Australian history ranging from First Nations stories through to industrial stories from the 1990s. So it's really a place that you can get a bit of a taste of all of these magnificent layers of Australian history. Yep. But if you're not a history buff, you can also bring a picnic, sit on our beautifully manicured lawns and look out over Sydney Harbour and the Sydney Bridge and just enjoy some chilling out time. So there's really something for everyone here on the island.
鹦鹉岛是一个非常棒的岛屿，是悉尼港内最大的岛。这里拥有非常美丽的海港景观，同时也承载着多层次的澳洲历史，从原住民的故事开始，一直到19世纪的工业历史。所以，这是一个可以让你体验到这些丰富历史层次的地方。但如果你不是历史爱好者，也可以带上一个野餐，在我们精心修剪的草地上坐下来，眺望悉尼港和海港大桥，享受放松的时光。所以，这个岛上其实适合各种不同的人。
Yep, it's like both historical and scenery.
感觉既有历史，也有风光。
Yes, absolutely. Yep. If you're someone who's visiting Sydney and you want to capture some really unusual snaps of the Harbour Bridge and of Sydney Harbour, this is the perfect place to do that.
Yep.
是的，完全正确。如果你来悉尼旅游，想拍一些与众不同的海港大桥或悉尼港照片，这里会是一个非常好的地方。
Wonderful. And where does the name Cockatoo Island come from? Like, and where, is there a significant like behind the name?
那鹦鹉岛这个名字是怎么来的？背后有什么特别的故事吗？
Yeah, so originally in 1839, when the British settled here on Cockatoo Island, it was full of cockatoos, which are loud, squawking white birds, and they lived in the trees here. But pretty much as soon as the convicts, the prisoners, moved here, they started chopping down the trees to make room for buildings. And when the trees disappeared,So did the cockatoos. Although if you visit Cockatoo Island and you keep your eyes open, we do have a breeding pair of cockatoos who live here on the island, and you might see or more likely hear them. They're very loud, as they fly around the island.
在1839年，英国人在这里建立据点的时候，鹦鹉岛上有很多凤头鹦鹉，那是一种叫声非常响亮的白色鸟类。当时它们生活在岛上的蓬树林里。但当囚犯被送到这里之后，他们开始砍伐蓬木来与建建筑物。随着蓬木消失，鹦鹉也随之消失了。不过，如果你现在来鹦鹉岛，仔细观察的话，我们仍然有一对繁衍中的鹦鹉生活在这个岛上。你可能会看到它们，或者更有可能先听到它们的声音，因为它们真的非常吵。
Yep, that's very, very cool. And then I've learned that one of the unique aspects of the island is that visitors can physically walk through the history. Like, could you please briefly introduce us like the historical journey and what visitors can see on the island today?
这真的很有趣。那我也了解到这个岛的一个特色是游客可以走进历史。你可以简单介绍一下这段历史旅程以及现在游客可以看到什么吗？
Yeah, so as visitors come to Cockatoo Island, they get off at the wharf and just walk onto the island. No tickets required. There's no fee for coming onto the island. And you start your visit by learning a little bit about the First Nations story of Bori Bori the whale, and he's really important to the Aboriginal people who are custodians of this part of the harbour. And then you can walk onto the island and see some really beautiful natural history. So you see the sandstone carved cliffs. You can get a little bit of the geological and natural history of the island just by looking around with your own eyes. As you go around the island, you'll then encounter the convict history. And Cockatoo Island is a UNESCO World Heritage Site for its convict history. So it's really important early history of the colony of New South Wales. And you can actually walk through the buildings where the convicts used to sleep and the places where the guards used to mount guard over those convicts, the places where they used to eat and work. All of those are still here on the island. And then later, the island became really important to Australia's maritime history. As you can imagine, back in the 1840s, ships had to travel long distances to come to Australia, so they needed to be repaired and maintained. And we have one of the earliest dry docks in Australia here on Cockatoo Island, where that work happened. Later on, the island was integral to Australia's war effort in World War One, World War Two, and later the Cold War. So the buildings here helped service and look after the Royal Australian Navy, but also, you know, leisure vessels and yachts and a range of other ships and boats were serviced here on Cockatoo Island right up until 1991, when that industrial phase of the island's history finishes.
当游客来到鹦鹉岛，他们会在码头下船，然后直接走上岛，不需要门票，也不需要支付任何费用。你的旅程会从了解原住民关于 Bori Bori 鲸鱼的故事开始，这对于守护这片海港的原住民来说非常重要。接着，你可以看到一些非常美丽的自然景观，例如砂岩峭壁。只要用眼睛观察，就可以感受到这个岛的地质与自然历史。当你继续探索，你会遇到囚犯时期的历史。鹦鹉岛因为其囚犯历史被列为联合国教科文组织世界遗产的一部分。这段历史对新南威尔士殖民地早期发展非常重要。你可以实际走进当年囚犯睡觉的建筑，看到守卫监视他们的地方，以及他们吃饭和工作的空间，这些都仍然保留在岛上。之后，这个岛在澳洲的海事历史中也变得非常重要。在19世纪40年代，船只需要长途航行来到澳洲，因此需要维修和保养。在鹦鹉岛上，我们拥有澳洲最早的前船屋之一，这些维修工作就在这里进行。之后，这个岛在第一次世界大战、第二次世界大战以及冷战期间，都对澳洲的军事行动非常重要。这里的设施曾经用来维修与支援澳洲皇家海军，同时也服务修整船只、游艇等各种船舶。这样的工业用途一直持续到1991年，当时这个岛的工业阶段正式结束。
Very cool, thank you for that. And then I've known that except for like historical walkings, there's also like, it's also known for like hosting major events. And what kind of like cultural events or experiences can visitors like enjoy throughout the year?
非常有意思，谢谢你的介绍。那我也知道，除了历史导览之外，这里也会举办很多活动。游客一年之中可以参与哪些文化活动或体验呢？
Yeah, so there's lots of different events that are hosted on Cockatoo Island because it's such a rare and amazing place to go to. Lots of people like to hold events here. So we have everything from large-scale music festivals through to luxury car shows being held on the island. And we also have small-scale events that we run like Sunset Sessions, which have just finished for the year, but it's this really cool afternoon, evening that you can spend on Cockatoo Island with a picnic, listening to up-and-coming young artists who play up on the lawn, and you can just enjoy watching the sun go down over the harbour while you're listening to sort of some funky beats. Yep. And enjoying a picnic. So a range of small through to large scale events here on the island.
鹦鹉岛会举办各种各样的活动，因为这是一个非常独特又迷人的地方，很多人都喜欢在这里举办活动。我们有大型音乐节，也有高级汽车展，同时我们也会举办一些小型活动，例如日落音乐会。虽然今年已经结束，但那是一个非常棒的下午或傍晚活动。你可以带着野餐，在草地上听一些新晋音乐人演出，一边看着太阳在海港落下，一边享受音乐和美食。所以，这里有从小型到大型各种不同规模的活动。
Yep, that sounds very romantic, actually. And then, is there any events going on the island right now?
听起来真的很浪漫。那现在岛上有正在进行的活动吗？
Not at the moment. We've just finished our sunset session, so not at the moment. But we do have daily offers here. So if you come to the island and you're interested in learning more, say, about the history, we have in-person guided tours. So if you're someone who likes to have a person tell you about the history, you can join one of those tours and book them through our visitor centre. We also have an audio guide, and you can download that for a fee and listen to either convict shipbuilding or a history of the island as you walk around just on your phone. And we have other things you can do on the island, like our family tour, which is a hands-on tour that you can do with kids, where they learn everything from how to signal secretly with flags, with semaphore, through to discovering a fossil, a dinosaur fossil here on the island. And that tour is available in English, but also simplified Chinese, and you can buy it for $5 at our visitor centre.
目前没有，我们刚结束日落音乐会，但我们每天都有开放。如果你来到岛上，想更深入了解历史，我们有现场导览，可以由专人带你了解。你也可以下载语音导览，需要付费，在手机上聆听，例如囚犯历史、造船历史等内容。此外，我们还有家庭导览，适合带小朋友一起参加，会有一些互动体验，例如学习用旗语传递讯号或发现化石等。这个导览除了英文，也提供简体中文版本，只需5澳元就可以在游客中心购买。
Okay, that's really cool. All right, but like, there's like different events throughout the year. But then, how do you guys like balance the heritage preservation and making the site accessible and engaging with the public?
那你们是如何在保护历史遗产与对外开放之间取得平衡的呢？
We're really careful to preserve the history and heritage of the island, so we have an expert team of heritage professionals, but we also want people to come to the island, appreciate and enjoy it, because if you want something to be cared for by the people, they've got to learn to love it, and to love it means to see it, feel it, smell it, be there on the island. So we're careful to ensure that the buildings are protected, and but that people can still experience them through, you know, pathways and walking around and through them. So we also like to tell people the stories of the island so that they appreciate why it's special and how they can contribute to looking after it by not leaving rubbish around or not damaging the buildings in any way during their visit here.
我们非常重视历史与文化的保存，因此有专业的遗产保护团队。但同时，我们也希望人们能够来到这个岛，欣赏它，享受它。因为只有当人们爱上这个地方，他们才会愿意去保护它。而爱一个地方，就需要亲身去看、去感受、去闻、去体验。所以，我们在保护建筑的同时，也让游客可以透过步道进入并体验这些历史空间。 我们也会向游客讲述这些故事，让大家明白为什么这里重要，并鼓励大家不要乱丢垃圾，不破坏建筑。
Yes, I feel like you have to be respectful to the place while you're visiting here.
Exactly, yes.
Yep.
我觉得来这里参观确实应该要保持尊重。是的，完全正确。
And then, except for picnic and all the like other events we can do, I feel like not many people realize they can stay overnight in the island. And what are the accommodation options available? And then what makes the experience unique?
除了野餐和各种活动之外，我觉得其实很多人不知道还可以在岛上过夜。那这里有哪些民宿选择？有什么特别之处？
There's a range of different accommodation experiences you can have here on the island. Everything from bringing your own tent and pitching it, through to tents that we have set up here on the island, through to historic heritage houses, ranging from those that are made out of sandstone that were built by the convicts who were punished here on the island, through to Federation-style terrace houses that had been created as part of the naval period in the early 20th century here on the island. So just depending on if you're the kind of person who wants to sort of get down with nature and be in the tent, or you're someone who much prefers to have a built-in kitchen and be up on the upper island in a house, you can do that. And for me personally, I used to bring my children when they were little here to the island every summer, and you could just sit outside of your tent and watch the sun go down over the harbour while you're playing cards. No need for screens, no need for phones, just conversation, cards, and a barbecue dinner, which was really great. No washing up at the end.
在岛上，你可以体验多种不同的住宿方式。从自己带帐篷来露营，到使用我们已经搭好的帐篷，再到历史建筑改建的住宿都有。这些住宿包括用砂岩制成的房屋，当年是由在岛上受刑的囚犯建造的，还有联邦时期风格的排屋，这些是在20世纪初海军时期建造的。所以这取决于你是想亲近大自然住在帐篷里，还是喜欢用厨房住在岛上较高位置的房子里，都可以选择。以我个人来说，我以前会在夏天带孩子来这里过夜。你可以坐在帐篷外，看着夕阳在海港落下，一边玩扑克牌，不需要电子屏幕，不需要手机，只有对话、卡牌和一顿烧烤晚餐，而且最后也不需要洗碗，真的很棒。
Yes. And then if we want to book accommodation on the island, how can we do that?
如果我们想预订住宿，该怎么做呢？
You can book accommodation through our website, so through the Harbour Trust website. Or if you're here on the island, just pop into the visitor centre and talk to some of our friendly staff, and they can walk you through the different offers that we have and assist you there.
你可以通过我们的官方网站预订，也就是 Sydney Harbour Federation Trust 的网站。如果你已经在岛上，也可以直接到游客中心找我们的工作人员，他们会帮你介绍不同的住宿选项，并协助预订。
Yes, thank you so much. And for our first-time visitors, how would you recommend they spend a day on the Cockatoo Island?
那对于第一次来的游客，你会建议他们怎样安排一天的行程？
As a first-time visitor, I would come to the island earlier in the day and, you know, appreciate perhaps going either down the Parramatta River on the ferry or from Circular Quay. And if you catch the ferry, my personal favourite way to get to the island is from Circular Quay, because you're on the ferry, the public ferry, so it's not very expensive. You go right past the Sydney Opera House, you go underneath the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and you have these beautiful views of Sydney Harbour as you approach the island. So that's the start of your visit, really, getting here via the water is such a magical experience. Here on the island, I would probably come off the ferry and spend some time learning a little bit about the Aboriginal story of Bori Bori the whale, and understanding a little bit about how those First Nations people understood the island. And me personally, I'd then hit the cafe for a cup of coffee before I started my journey around the island.
Mm-hmm.
I'm someone who likes to have a guided tour. I like to have someone tell me the stories of the island. So I would probably book onto one of our paid guided tours where you can ask all the questions that you like of our guides. They're experts in the history of Cockatoo Island. Yeah. And that would take you around to some of the special parts of the island, including the two historic docks. And you can learn a little bit about the maritime history. Once I'd finished that, I think I'd be ready to have a bit of a lie down up on the top of the island, the beautiful lush grass. Just watch the clouds go over and watch the boats navigating around the harbour from that viewpoint. After that, I'd probably pop into Billawilla House. Now, that's one of the historic houses from the 1840s that's here on the island. And we've currently got displays in there. It's free to go in, mm-hmm. and you can learn a little bit about the island's history. We've also got some films in there. We've got a great film about the Cockatoo Island apprentices. There were thousands of young men who did apprenticeships learning trade skills here on the island, everything from electricians through to shipwrights. And you can learn a little bit about what it would have been like to be a worker on this island during the 20th century. Yeah. And some of those stories are about, you know, the work that was done here, but also some of those mischievous stories. You can imagine hundreds of teenage boys coming to the island every day to yes. work, and some of the naughty things they got up to. So they share that story in a film which is subtitled for people to sit and enjoy as part of their visit. So that's something that I would do. And personally, if I was coming to Cockatoo just for a day, I would then do something a little unstructured and do a bit of a wander around the island. I might play a game of quoits. That's the game where you have rings that you throw onto a stick with the family. And that was a game that convicts who lived on the island from 1839 to 69 used to play. They used to have to play it secretly. It wasn't allowed. Mm-hmm. But you can have a game. We've got quoit sets up there to have a bit of a game. And really just take your time to explore the island yourself and have a wander. It's a big island and it's got all kinds of things that you don't necessarily see anywhere else. I mean, where else can you walk into a huge industrial workshop with massive cranes and machinery just left there for you to look at and understand a little bit more about that industrial history? These aren't the kinds of places that as a visitor to Sydney you couldn't usually go to. Most workshops and industrial places are closed down. You're not allowed to go into them. But here on Cockatoo, you can. And same with the convict spaces. You can lie on a replica convict bed mm-hmm. in the sleeping ward where the convicts used to sleep and begin to understand a bit about what that experience was like. Very uncomfortable, very hard beds.
Yes.
But you can really sort of just immerse yourself in the history and take your own time and your own path to understand it.
如果是第一次来，我会建议早一点到岛上。你可以搭渡轮过来，无论是从 Parramatta 河出来，还是从 Circular Quay 出发都可以。我个人最喜欢从 Circular Quay 出发，因为搭乘公共渡轮不仅价格优惠，还可以经过 Sydney Opera House，再穿过 Sydney Harbour Bridge， 沿途可以欣赏到非常漂亮的海港景色。其实坐船来这里本身就是一个非常特别的体验。到了岛上之后，我会先了解一下原住民关于 Bori Bori 鲸鱼的故事，了解他们如何看待这个地方。接着，我个人会先去咖啡店喝一杯咖啡，再开始探索。我自己比较喜欢有导览的方式，所以我会参加一个付费导览，可以向导游提问，他们对这个岛的历史非常了解。导览会带你去一些重要的地方，包括两个历史船屋，让你了解海事历史。之后，我可能会到岛的高处，在草地上躺一下，看着云飘过，观察海港里的船只。接着我会去参观 Billawilla House， 岛上的历史建筑之一。现在里面有展览，而且是免费入场，你可以了解更多关于岛的历史。里面也有影片介绍，包括关于岛上学徒的故事， 曾经有成千上万的年轻人在这里学习各种技能，例如电工或造船技术。你可以了解当时在岛上工作的生活，不只是工作，还有一些有趣甚至有点调皮的故事。想象一下，几百个年轻男孩每天在这里工作的情况。这些故事都会透过影片呈现，并有文字来观看。如果只是来一天，我之后会做一些比较自由的活动，例如在岛上随意走走。我可能会玩一个叫做 Quartz 的游戏，就是把圈圈丢到柱子上。这个游戏其实是1839到1869年间的囚犯偷偷玩的游戏。现在你可以公开玩这个游戏，岛上也有提供器材。最重要的是慢慢探索这个岛，这是一个很大的地方，有很多在其他地方看不到的东西。例如你可以走进大型工业建筑里，看到留下来的起重机和机械设备，了解当时的工业历史。在悉尼，一般游客很难进入这样的工业空间，但在这里可以。同样的，你也可以走进囚犯生活的空间，甚至躺在模拟的囚犯床上体验当时的生活。那些床非常硬，非常不舒服，但可以让你更深入理解历史。你可以按照自己的节奏，用自己的方式去体验这一切。
Yep, that sounds like a beautiful like journey, and then to go into the history and whether or like just enjoying the scenery.
Yes.
Yep. And what kind of visitors does Cockatoo Island appeal to most nowadays?
听起来是一段非常美好的旅程，可以深入历史，也可以纯粹享受风景。那现在鹦鹉岛最吸引的是哪一类游客呢？
We have a range of different visitors. We have a lot of international tourists who Yep. want to just quickly understand a bite size of Australian history. Because as I said, you've got First Nations, you've got convicts, you've got our military history, you've got our industrial history, all just here in one place Mm. in, you know, the beautiful Sydney Harbour. We have also a lot of families who come here. So today, because it's the end of the school holidays, we have a huge number of grandparents taking their kids out to enjoy the island and do our family tour together and have a bit of a giggle, learn a little bit, but not feel like it's too much hard work. Yeah. We have also a lot of groups of visitors who'll come here and meet and have lunch or at one of our two cafes and then go and do a bit of a tour of the island. And of course, lots of people who...are looking for moderately priced accommodation because we have tents here. Mm, you can camp yes. in the middle of Sydney Harbour without breaking the bank. It's quite a cost-effective way to be in a really beautiful place, only 8 minutes from Barangaroo, yes. so really close to the city, yeah. but you know, feels like it's a world away.
我们有各种不同的游客，有很多国际旅客希望在短时间内了解澳洲历史。因为这里结合了原住民文化、囚犯历史、军事历史和工业历史，也有很多家庭来这里，特别是在学校假期期间，祖父母会带小朋友来参加家庭导览，一边学习，一边玩乐。还有很多朋友或团体会来这里聚会，在咖啡馆一起吃午餐，然后去参观岛屿。另外，也有一些人是因为这里提供相对平价的住宿选择而来。你可以在悉尼港中露营，但价格不会太高。从 Barangaroo 过来只需要大约8分钟，非常靠近市中心，但又有一种远离城市的感觉。
Yeah, and how easy is it to get to Cockatoo Island?
那前往鹦鹉岛容易吗？
Incredibly easy. You can get on the public ferry, so you just use an Opal card to tap on. Mm-hmm. And from Barangaroo, it's 8 minutes. Or you can take a more leisurely ferry around Circular Quay, which can take 30 minutes if you want to see much more of the harbour, including the Opera House. If you're coming from Western Sydney, you can come down the Parramatta River, which is a beautiful journey, allows you to see a lot of Sydney from the water and come to Cockatoo Island. So we've got our own wharf here. You just get to Cockatoo Island, jump off and walk onto the island and begin your day's experience.
非常方便。 你可以搭乘公共渡轮，使用 OPPO 卡刷卡即可。从 Barangaroo 出发只需约八分钟。如果你从 Circular Quay 出发，行程大约三十分钟，可以看到更多海港景色，包括歌剧院。如果你从西西尼出发，也可以沿 Parramatta 河搭船过来，是一段非常美丽的旅程。我们有自己的码头，你只需要下船走上岛，就可以开始你的行程。
All right, amazing. Thank you so much. I think that pretty much sums up our interview today. Thank you for taking our invitation and have a good day.
太棒了，非常感谢你今天的分享。我想这也差不多为我们的采访做个总结了。谢谢你接受我们的邀请，祝你有美好的一天。
Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you so much, Nerida.
Bye.
Bye.
再见。